LTR, W2T. T-Mobile.
334, CQT Mobile.
Yeah, good morning to you. Where are you headed today, my friend?
Over to Clemson and buy some ceiling fans.
To Clemson to buy ceiling fans? You must be doing some work in an apartment or a house somewhere.
We're down to final trim out on two apartments. So, got to get that done because we're only like 2 months behind. Ugh.
Months? Gee, that's better than some contractors get sometimes. They're building these big buildings and they get six or seven months behind.
That's kind of what we've run into, you know, getting help is hard.
So how you been doing, Wyatt? Staying out of trouble?
You mean staying out of jail, yes.
You don't want that on your record now. That could hurt you later on in life.
I've been keeping busy. I've been all over Kingdom Come. I started building a new computer to replace a 15-year-old, my main 15-year-old desktop. And got it all up running, is working great, and then it just went bloop and turned off and would not turn back on. So I've been back and forth to Charlotte a couple of times, and it's the brand new computer sitting in the Charlotte now, and they're like, it'll be 3 days before we can get to it. It's probably your motherboard.
Motherboard, right?
Nothing. I even got a new case for it. So, you know, it's all under warranty. So, I'd rather get all these little hardware bugs figured out up front and make it all nice and happy, and then it'll go into service, and it'll be another 15 years. And by then, I won't want a desktop.
Yeah, and all. Well, I'm hoping everything's good with mine. My desktop unit, of course, is the one I use for radio and everything, and it's been in storage. And hopefully here in another week or two, I can call up the U-Haul people and tell them to bring my U-Box over and drop it off in front of the house. And I can start moving everything out of the box into the building that's been built out in the back of it. And then be as soon as and I'll get my power onto it and then get going. And then I'll be back on the air on HF then, too.
Your woman let you build a he shed, didn't she?
But Elaine is sitting right here in the car. Of course, she's laughing like crazy when you said that.
I'm sorry, Elaine. I like the kid Rusty a lot.
Right, he's kiddable.
I'm sorry, she clipped on the front end of that. Try it one more time.
I said, that's all right, he's quite kiddable.
Category Wyatt, so you know, I don't get at my age, I don't get mad. I just eventually get even.
Generally speaking, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. But if you push the right buttons, I will get even.
Us older folks, we've had time to learn how to do things like that. And so anything going on with the club over there?
First time in like 2 years, I actually showed up to a club meeting. And they went over, you know, they did their regular scheduled go up to the mountain and see if the repeater's still there for winter, and found several of those mice, I think.
Well, you know, things are all going up, everything else and everything, so anyhow, hopefully I can get back over there, because right now my barbershop still rehearses every Monday, and I do handbells, get back to handbells starting next week, so I go from handbells at 5:30 to barbershop at 7 o'clock, and that kind of takes care of my Mondays, but hopefully I'm going to take a Monday off and come to a club meeting sometime soon, get back active.
I'm thinking about going to the Greer Club, because it's not on a Monday as well as I remember. I don't know, I'm still on their email list, so I do see things pop through every so often, and I'm still on the Blue Ridge email list, and I see things pop through there, but, you know, I've got, somehow or another, when you're ham, as you age, you tend to want to get more into HF, and I've been working in HF Digital a bit more, and I'm helping with the JSA call software. So that's been fun.
Yeah, well, of course, I belong to the Greer Club, and I keep up with things on the Blue Ridge, too, and I keep care everything about it and all, so, you know, some things here, some things there, but I haven't, and the Greer Club meets on Mondays unless they've changed, so, and they still meet on Mondays over there at Woodman of the World and Doug in Greer, so. I'll probably get back to them as things go on and start taking one Monday off a month to go to my club meeting, radio club meeting, and get active there again. So anyway, I've been to rehab this morning, and then went off and unloaded another bunch of stuff at the Salvation Army, and now we're headed home for lunch, a shower and then lunch. So. That's what our day is. Then we got to go a bunch of shopping this afternoon, you know?
Got one shopping here in about an hour by ceiling fans and apparently doorknobs and cabinet knobs. So that's not what I consider fun shopping, but it is shopping.
Well, I got to go buy a doorknob. I had a deadbolt lock that we could put on the door of the new place, that radio. Well, the storage shed is what it's being called when I put in the application to build it. So, that'll be done there. But I got to get a regular doorknob because it's kind of hard to stick your finger through that hole to pull the door open and closed all the time when you unlock it. Anyway, I'm about to get down into my subdivision here. Wyatt, you take it easy. Don't spend all your money over there buying ceiling fans. They're expensive these days. And we'll catch you later. And I'll have a good one. KJ4CTD, W2T73.
Hey, we'll catch you later, Rusty. Good talking to you and good talking to Elaine. Y'all have a good day. Stay out of trouble. I know, Elaine, that'll be a tough one for you. KJ4CTD Mobile.